He's special. He's special. You know, you got to go back and look at 2015, and as a sophomore in the SEC, to rush for 1,930 yards and the way he runs, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, we need playmakers. We need people to put the ball in the end zone. We need to do something, as been said, about balance. We need to do something about, you know, creating a better situation where the quarterback doesn't have the entire game on his shoulders. Certainly we have to improve the offensive line. Certainly we have a lot more work to do. But, you know, as we sat and discussed this entire scenario, you know, there's the four players that right there that we, you know, coveted, to be honest with you. And Adams just went, you know, and he was the fourth one. So it the move that Chicago and San Francisco, that, I mean, how'd you talk about a – would you like to be the recipient of, you know, one of those right out there and, you know, and still get what you had in mind right off the bat and pick up those extra picks? Pretty nice deal. I've never seen one of those.
So you were envious of that then?
Oh, my God. No, that's never – nothing like that's ever come my way.
What do you like about Leonard's running style?
You know, he's powerful, obviously. You'd like him, you know, 228, 230, right in that area. He's fast. He, you know, at his pro day, he did catch the ball and give you the idea that he certainly could do that. And I really don't have any question about that he can play in all three downs. And, you know, there's some obviously conjecture about a lot of things, but one of it, you know, in the gun, how's he going to be in the gun? We've seen a lot of good backs run some very strong running combinations from the backfield in the shotgun too. So, you know, whatever. I think he'll learn and be able to do whatever we ask him to do. But he's powerful. He can step on the gas and make the big play. You know, he's ratcheted up a few safeties along the way, which I'm sure many people are very much aware of. And so we do have a playmaker, another one to add to it. You can't have enough, but that was the intent. The intent was, look, we need to get the ball in the end zone. We don't get the ball in the end zone enough. We need players to put the ball in the end zone. This guy can help us with regard to that.
Does he have a little bit more looseness than maybe people might think outside of you?
I think he does, but you know, it's really interesting. We've had multiple conversations with Frank Wilson, who was his position coach at LSU for a lot of years, talked about the development of his style, having watched him play as a youngster and then in high school and so on and so forth, and you know, being basically a one-cut north and south guy with power. And the one thing I really liked is how he can get his pads down, protect his legs, take care of that aspect of it. But, I mean, when you look at him on film, you don't see a lot of wiggle, but occasionally you see a very impressive jump cut or something like that. So, you know, there's really no limits there to what he can do.
Tom, how much? You talked about the need to get tougher as a team. How much can a rookie running back change that within a team?
The idea that you're going to run it because what you have invested and your offensive line knows it. The offensive line, you know, would much rather run the ball than pass protect all day long. And so when you make this kind of an investment, you know that, you know, you're going to see 9-on-7s. You're going to see, you know, 11-on-11 run play action pass. You're going to see those kind of drills because that's the nature of how we feel will help in a lot of different ways, one of which will be toughen up your defense, toughen up your offense.
Tom, do you see any Fred Taylor in this guy?
You know, the attraction to the two runners was different, to be honest with you. But the one thing they both did, put it in the end zone.
Tom, Coach Flaherty has a background with multiple blocking schemes. How much do you think this will help you when planning the running game around Leonard?
Oh, no question. You can draw on the experience in the entire room, Coach Marone, Coach Flaherty, you know, so on and so forth down the line. Don't forget Tyrone Wheatley. You know, you got some good run thoughts.
How serious consideration was quarterback for you at four at all?
Well, it certainly was well discussed throughout the course of our preparations. But for us, you know, we had other thoughts.
With Leonard playing for Camp Cameron at LSU, did you see a lot of concepts in the run game that were NFL-like so you could project him to here?
You see a lot of the schemes are the schemes. You know, we've all done the whole majority of schemes, whether it be with the big back, with the, you know, a little bit different styles. But, yeah, that style, a lot of lead, as you saw over there. We've seen a lot out of him in terms of how he runs the ball and what the type of runs are, and we certainly have an idea what we're going to do as well.
How much do you think a guy like Leonard can change things, particularly late in games? It's a one-score game. Either you've got a narrow lead or you're trying to
overcome. Well, there's no question that was a major factor, as we discussed. How many games were lost a year ago at the end of the game with maybe one possession to go? Hang on to the ball. Don't give it back. Now, we all know that the thing about this guy is in those kind of situations, there may be an opportunity to break one, two arm tackles. Difficult, you know, to in the four-minute deal if everybody's sunk in the box to just take it and run it. But you certainly are going to have, you know, an opportunity to do that.
Did you have to make this decision? I mean, because you had Adams rated up there as well. Or was there a consensus in the room? This is our guy.
Well, there was, as I said, you know, we had basically four guys that we really liked. Two were taken in front of us, but fortunately, the next guy was right there.